But right now, an interview I've been looking forward to for much of the afternoon. We're going to talk to Sligo's new senior women's 200 metres sprint champion. Lauren Cadden is on the line from Dublin, or maybe getting ready to get on her way home from the National Senior Track and Field Championships in Santry. Lauren, good evening to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, but not as good as you, I suspect, this weekend. National no. Senior 200 metres champion. How does that sound?
Oh, I'm on a high. Like, I still don't even think it's fully hit me. Like, crossing the line yesterday, obviously, it was a tough enough race. Conditions were quite tough. Obviously, there was a big headwind for the heat and for the final. I didn't get out that well in the final, but I knew I had the strength in me to, like, kind of have a good kick on the home straight. And just when I crossed the line, it was just such a surreal feeling. Like, you go into these races and you're obviously hoping for the best, but I never ever thought I'd bring home that gold medal. Like, I brought home a bronze in indoors in the seniors, so obviously I really want to bring home a medal, but to have the title is just, it's a dream. Like, obviously it's a dream come true. You'll never take these titles for granted, and yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon.
Have you looked back at the race?
Yeah, I have actually. I watched it back last night, but I actually ran the 100s today, so I kind of was trying to keep my mind somewhat focused on that, but not putting too much pressure on myself, because I'm not a 100 runner, but I just said I'd give it a go. But I did, I watched it back, and I get goosebumps watching the last 50 metres, because I knew I had the kick in me, like, and I wanted to give it my best shot, and yeah, it's still surreal. Like, I think I'll be watching it the next few days.
Your opponent in lane five beside you, Sarah Leahy, Irish international, is no slouch. She was away quick and a couple of metres in front of you. Yeah. But for people who haven't seen how the second 100 metres of this 200 metres final panned out, you reeled her in like a salmon.
I did, yeah. Like, me and Dermot obviously had a chat going into the final, and Dermot knows me so well. I think he knows how nervous I get, and he knows kind of what to say to me. And he said to me, like, these conditions are going to suit your line. Like, the strength will pay off. And we had said, like, obviously going into the race, I said to myself, just get out fast at the start, which I think I probably didn't do. Didn't do as well as what I'd hoped. And as you said, she did get away from me at the start. But Dermot was like, if that happens, just don't panic, because I know I have the strength in my legs. And I think once I kicked the bend, I came off the bend quite well. I was happy with that. And then it was just claw for home from there. And as you said, reel her in. So, yeah.
And one thing that struck us just watching it, not just your speed, Lauren, but your power as well. The shy, retiring Dramar teenager is gone. I mean, it was a very explosive, powerful finish yesterday.
It was, yeah. Like, as I said, the start let me down big time, so I did leave myself with a bit of work to do. But I know in the latter end of my races, I can be quite strong. Obviously, being injured the last few weeks, I thought I would have maybe lost a little bit of that endurance, but since coming back, me and Dermot have kind of worked on it. And, like, I know I've put in the work in winter months and stuff, and I know I have it there. So obviously, the conditions weren't ideal, but I know it's coming. Like, and obviously, as I said, the national title is absolutely unreal. Like, I never expected it, so I won't be complaining about that race.
And look, you've won medals before. We've had you on before for inter-varsities titles, under-23 titles, schools, etc., etc. But this is new territory. I mean, this is the domestic signature event in Irish athletics.
Well, this is huge. Like, as I said, I don't even think it's hit me. Like, I crossed the line and I was like, did I just do that? Like, it was class. Like, and obviously going into it, when you're in a final, it can be anyone's game. You know, anything can happen. And I think I kind of had to remind myself of that. And even, like, I'll give him a shout out now, like, getting into the blocks, I said to myself, like, this one is going to be for Ray Flynn, who we obviously sadly lost there a few weeks ago. And he would have been at, I think, every indoor race I ran, he was at. And he would have been there with me yesterday, and he would have been the first man over to me at the finish line. So getting into the blocks, I was like, just, you know, run the race of your life now for Ray. And I know he was looking down on me, and he'd be so proud of me if he was here. So I think that was kind of an extra push that helped me as well.
I'm sure he would be very proud of you today, Lauren. And I'm sure he's smiling down on Ruth Monaghan too, who won a bronze medal, your Sligo SC teammate, in the women's 5 kilometre final.
Yeah, she had a class race as well. I was chatting to her afterwards. I think she was really happy. And she should be. Like, obviously, Ray's looking down on her as well, and he's absolutely buzzing for her. So, yeah, delighted for her.
So what does this win mean for you, Lauren? I mean, is this, I know you've had a difficult enough last 2 years, just getting yourself right and being ready, and all that work you've put in, it has paid off this weekend in spades.
Oh, Yeah, as you said, it has. Even the last few weeks have been rough. I've been up and down to Dublin for physio. Can't thank Kieran McDonough enough. He has got me through the worst of it. But obviously, you kind of lose a bit of confidence when you're injured and you're kind of like, oh, I've missed sessions and everything like that. But getting into the blocks yesterday, I just had to kind of forget about all that and just run, like run as if I've been training up until now. And, oh, it means everything and more to me. Like, at national titles, they don't come around easy. And, you know, like, last year, I didn't even make the national senior final in this competition. So to win it, like, is just absolutely surreal. Like, I'm absolutely over the moon with it. Like, I can't even put it into words yet.
You're doing a good job of it right here, Lauren. And we can sense the thrill of it in your voice. And you ran the 100 metres today. Was that for the crack or just to stretch the legs?
Look, I was entered in and I said, you know what, I'll give it a go. I actually haven't ran a 100 in, I'm going to say maybe 3 years or more. So I said, I'll give it a lash. I got out the heat, made it into the semi-finals, and I just missed out in the final. Like, but look, it's another race. It's another national kind of stage to run on. And them girls over 100 are rapid. Like, it's going to be a good final tonight. So, look, I gave it a lash. It'll work. Like, it's good for training, I suppose. But I'm not a 100 runner, so I'll be more a 2-4 runner in the future. So it was nice to give it a go, though.
And you know these pesky journalists, finally, Lauren, they like to ask a question about the future. Am I allowed to mention the P word, Paris?
You can, yeah. Obviously, that's there. Like, it's a dream. I definitely would be aiming for it in the 4 if I can, but obviously I haven't made that full transition yet. We have to wait and see how they go. But I think, yes, they proved to me, like, I do have the strength to finish a race quite strong. Obviously a 400 is completely different to a 2, but we'll see. Like, I have my national under 23 to go now in July, on the 17th of July, so we'll give them a lash and then see what happens, see what's there thereabouts after that, and then it'll kind of be going back into winter training to build up to the 400s and give them a good lash in indoors.
And while you were running in the 100 metre heats and semi-finals today, Lauren, the future Lauren Caddans of Sligo and Dromard were running on the ATU Sligo track in the finals of the Sligo Community Games today.
Yeah,
they'll have heard over the last 24 hours that a Sligo girl won the senior women's 200 metres sprint title. I mean, do you have a sense of the effect you can have on 10, 11, 12-year-olds this weekend?
Well, I suppose, yeah, because like, I remember when I was their age, although I wasn't, like, doing it as seriously, you always have, like, that person you look up to and, you know, your role model. And, like, I'd even see some of the people there today, like, that I used to look up to. And, you see, like, seeing them on TV or seeing them winning medals, like, it helps you and it motivates you so much. So I hope I'm motivating some young ones, young kids around there. I'd have to look at the results now to see who was competing. But, yeah, like, obviously, getting the recognition and the support is unreal. Like, a lot of people have been texting me and congratulating me over the last 24 hours, which I still have to get back to. And, like, I appreciate that so much. Like, that kind of even makes that a little bit more special. Like, you know, getting the recognition and kind of looking back and saying, you know, them trainings have paid off finally. So, yeah, no, I do.